glow gun.
It's our fake news music.
So this week, happy Mercury retrograde. It has begun. But I feel like the beginning of this Mercury retrograde is actually quite positive because it's trining Jupiter. So I feel like the theme is like anything that you haven't gotten off your chest, the time is now to express yourself.
I find it so interesting that the 2 weeks, like the pre-shadow, whatever you want to call it, for Mercury retrograde, I always feel so down and out. And then once Mercury retrograde happens, I'm always bracing myself for the worst, but I'm always in my element, and I'm just like pretty sure it's because I was born in Mercury retrograde.
That makes sense.
So I'm just normal now. This is my like element. Like I'm like I feel great. I have like even though I'm getting kicked in the ass at work, it's just, so many last minute things and it's so busy, but like I'm able to keep a very like positive attitude. Maybe that's the sun in Sagittarius though.
No, I feel you. I feel like Mercury retrograde never really bothers me like that much. Like sometimes I'll have more, I guess, communication issues than others, but I feel pretty good right now. I feel like there's always some type of karmic lesson that comes around, and like it's like a chance to redo something better. It's always like something positive that comes out of it.
I wonder what I need to redo that, like in a good way.
Well, it's happening in what is it? Capricorn. Mercury and Capricorn. What house is
Which
Capricorn
is
in?
like
What do
my
you think?
Mercury.
Yeah.
Like,
What
I
house?
literally have Mercury in Capricorn. So,
Yeah.
like, I'm just in my element right now.
It's literally just your vibes.
Like, I was born this way. So, I was. I came into the earth like under these circumstances, and I shall, prevail.
Was looking at your chart. Okay, well, Capricorn is in your ninth house. Do you feel those vibes?
Well, I mean, I guess so. Like, I feel like rather than in me in like the learning phase of things, I'm really like just embodying the doing it now. Like it's almost like during the whole year I've been learning and expanding and doing all these things, and now I've kind of hit that retrograde where I'm like back in my zone and I'm like able to utilize it now, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. Actually, now that I think of it, we both have our North Node in Capricorn as well. So I feel like this energy right now is kind of helping us like fulfill our purpose, move towards our destiny, and like all the things that we were learning before, we're like using it to be productive, which I feel like is very much Capricorn energy.
I can vouch for that. My like five, six Capricorn signs are like, woo-hoo!
You are just Capricorn City over there.
I am. I think that's the most I have in my chart is the all Capricorn. I'm just
Yeah.
very Capricorn person.
It's very Capricorn. Well, so what else has been happening with you? Like what are new updates?
I feel like maybe it is a Mercury retrograde. I've always feel like I'm like struggling to get words out, but updates, maybe because they're all positive. And now that you're making me like sit and think, I'm like, no, it's actually like really good. And I have nothing to complain about, which is probably why I think there's nothing going on. But no, let's count our blessings. Let's be abundant in this Sag season. Good things, like I've been having so many dinners and like getting to see my family and friends and just really vibing my new eating habits. So I'm kind of like it's not really keto. I don't really like labeling my eating, but it is a higher fat diet, which I find has really supported my cognitive, like, just I don't know, daily cognitive abilities. And I feel like I have so much energy compared to before. Like I can do so much, but it's like now I have the choice to go rest rather than like resting because it's mandatory.
I love that. I feel like it's like so, it just makes such a big difference when your body feels good and balanced. I was thinking, I don't know why I kept thinking of this like phrase in my head. Like I literally just made it up in my mind where it's like, I feel like a woman is unstoppable when she has balanced hormones and just like healthy, healthy vibes, you know?
Honestly, I do feel that. Like I've been able to do so much. I feel like my work output is so much higher just because I'm not wasting so much time sitting there like with brain fog and all that stuff. And I almost feel like I didn't know what brain fog was until I switched over to a higher fat diet, where now when I eat way too much carbs, or at least the week when I started, when I ate carbs, I could really tell the difference. Like my body did not, it was not able to utilize those carbs. I just crashed and I had so much like inability to like think. And I don't think it's just strictly related to Mercury retrograde because I'm fine now.
No, I totally get it. Well, I feel like because like I can relate to that because I feel like both of us are a bit more like insulin resistant, so just like eating a lot of carbs for our kind of body type, I guess, doesn't really work that well.
Well, it's interesting because where I, you know, to give a little bit of background, I was eating a lot more vegan, vegetarian, because they said that it was good for insulin resistance. Like it was like not in the sense of carbs, but they're like, oh, if you have too much protein and too much fats and too much this and that, you know, it's bad for you. And I feel like I just had to unlearn everything because I'm like, no, it doesn't, like, I haven't felt good and it's been months. It clearly doesn't work for me. You know, it could work for anyone else, but for me, it does not work for me.
I totally get that though. I feel like there's so much information. Like you can just go down such a rabbit hole when like looking up all these like health things and like diet choices, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like it's about experimenting and whatever works for you, listening to your body and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But what's going on with you?
Oh, I feel like it's been pretty positive too. Okay, well, since we're on the topic of like health and stuff, I feel like for me, I've been experimenting with like syncing my nutrition and my exercise to the phase that I'm going on in my menstrual cycle. So I try to kind of lower the intensity whenever it's like getting closer to my period. So like in my luteal phase and my menstrual phase, but it's like, it's all intuitive, right? Like I think because I feel lower energy, I like naturally lower the intensity. But right now I just finished my period. So I'm entering my follicular phase. And it's so interesting because I feel like this phase is actually the most challenging for me right now and where I feel the most imbalanced. So I know there's like something I can do to kind of experiment and like learn more about my body here because I feel more energized and I feel more productive, but I feel like there's still something imbalanced. Like I'm getting headaches and like, you know, my body is a bit more sore, but I was reading something about how like during this phase, your appetite can be less and it can be better to eat like lighter meals and like fermented foods and that kind of stuff. So I was like, why not experiment with this? And after I kind of noticed that, I've been craving like lighter things like salads and stuff. And I like never like to eat that type of food, like salads and all that stuff. But I started kind of just tuning into my body more and doing that. And I feel like it's been feeling better. Like I feel lighter and yeah, I feel like it's on the way to more balance.
Do you find like, you know, right after your period, you get like that 3 days where you just feel like dying? I never get it. I never suffer when I'm on my period. I always, well, not so much anymore because I think I've maybe cracked the code for myself. But I remember like for 3 days after my period, I'd be like headaches and, you know, just feel so weak and tired.
That's kind of where I'm at right now, because I think it's been about 2 days-ish since I finished my period. And I just noticed like last cycle and the last couple of cycles, it's for me, it's like the week after my period. I just like get headaches. I don't feel like myself. But then once I get closer to ovulation, then I start feeling good again. And then I feel like I can do everything. So I don't know what it is right now, but I think this is the time where like the estrogen is like a bit imbalanced. So hopefully, as the more that I kind of experiment with this nutrition, the more that I take my Chinese medicine herbs that I've been taking, it'll like gradual better.
Yeah, it's definitely an experiment. I wanted to say experience, but I also said experiment. So I was like, experiment. It's definitely an experiment. And I'd honestly, to this day, have no idea how I pretty much stopped PMSing. You know, like having the symptoms, like the headache and the maybe a little bit of bloating here and there. But I honestly, I'm probably gonna have to knock on wood for this one. But yeah, I've been very fortunate to somehow have fixed it and have no idea how I fixed it.
Well, I feel like that's awesome because for me, like I feel like I notice when I enter my luteal phase, that's when I start feeling like depressed and like sad. But right now, like as I'm entering my follicular phase, I feel more irritable, which I feel like is a sign of imbalance because this is when I'm supposed to be feeling more energized, more productive. You know, there is a part of me that feels that, but the other part of me is like there's still something kind of wrong.
Are you sure being depressed and sad is not just a symptom of being a Pisces?
I think it's both. I mean, like a Pisces is like, you know, depressed. But I noticed that it happens more often, like during my luteal phase. Like it's like clockwork, you know? That's when I'm like the most depressed.
You're like maximum levels of Pisces. That's so, I don't know. I don't know. I have nothing of value to say because, like I said, I fixed mine and I have no idea how.
Yeah. Well, no, I feel optimistic. Like I feel good, you know, continue on this experiment. But I guess another update is I went on a Bumble BFF friend date today. And
Remember when I wrote yesterday?
yeah.
Jakey's like, oh, I'm gonna meet someone from Bumble. And I'm just like, you gay.
It's so
I'm
sad.
not a homophobe, by the way. I was trying to reference the Kim's Convenience. I don't know if you've watched
Oh
it, but
yes.
the like the you know how the dad has that voice and like he's just and I thought about that episode where him and the daughter were like talking about if the person looks like this, they're gonna steal. If they
Oh
look like
yeah.
this, huh?
I remember that
You
episode.
remember that? He's like, oh, this one steal. This person no steal. Lesbian steal, but two lesbian no steal. And I just thought of that, so I don't know why. So when you said you're gonna meet a girl, I was just like, you gay.
Funny. It's funny because you did not provide that context when
I
you
did not.
said
I just all I said was you gay. But in the
it.
voice, like, you know, in my mind, I had the dad's Korean voice, but I did not explain that. I did not vocally record that. That's all I wrote in plain English. And that was that.
I think that's just so much funnier now, like knowing that that was what was going through your mind.
I just feel like that's like the projector's curse. Like everything plays in my head so clearly. I have such a clear, like clairvoyant vision of things. And then when I say something, people always
All
like
that comes out
correct.
is you gay.
Yeah, people like don't understand what I'm saying. They don't know the context or they try to correct what I'm saying. And I was like, no, man. Like I've already answered the whole riddle in my mind already, you know?
That's so funny. Maybe it's like a Capricorn thing too. I feel like.
Yeah, we're snooty people. We're so fucking snooty.
But yeah, I feel like this happened for me so timely. Because I think of it actually, this just clicked. I feel like with the Sagittarius new moon, for me, because it's in my fifth house of self-expression, I felt that I just wanted to express myself. I wanted to like talk about these things on in my content that I haven't talked about before. But I think last year or the past few months, I was really like healing a lot of painful emotions from like a friendship breakup that happened, a mishap with my previous business coach. And like, there are so many things that I wanted to talk about and share, but I felt scared because of those experiences. And then this Sag new moon, I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to share whatever I want to share. And I feel like that's much more like my natural state as a being. So that happened. And then fast forward to today, I went on the Bumble date, and I feel like it was very timely because I've been in the space of like, you know, feeling lonely since I live here by myself with no friends and like letting go of so many friends last year. So I'm like, I just want to make some friends.
You like, gay. I'm gonna repeat it for like a week. What? So how did you like your date today? How was your little BF Bumble best friend thing?
It was actually positive. I feel like we got along really well. She's into like astrology and spirituality, and I feel like the vibes were just good. You know, we talked about something I thought that was very funny, and like, she was saying how it's annoying because sometimes in the spiritual community, some people are so much like in their spiritual ego and like, you know, just like being all proper and shit and like annoying. But she's like, you know, we can still be human, you know, and stuff. Please like
explain
that.
Explain proper. What do you mean by proper?
I don't know how to explain it. Like, she said that she went to some like spiritual events where like no alcohol is allowed. Or like very like strict rules like that, or something like there's this like spiritual dance party thing or something, but there's like no talking allowed on the dance floor. And then she's like, well, I'm going to this event to meet friends. How am I gonna meet people if no one is allowed to talk? You know?
Well, if you're not connecting via aura, then you're definitely not worth being friends with.
Like, you know, those people who are like, I meditate for 3 hours a day, let me do some Reiki on you right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's so definitely spiritual ego, and I completely agree with that. Like, don't get me wrong, been there, done that, you know, like where I've tried to use like spiritual language only. Mm-hmm. You know, how you're just like, oh, my vibrations are tingling and therefore whatever, like, yeah, that's just no way to live. It's not even fun. You're just fully restrictive, and you're like, oh, I eat nothing but lemons all day because it's alkaline and good for me. Like, no, relax, girl.
Yeah, I think it's funny, especially to us, because we're such extremists. So it's like we've lived that life. So I think that's why it's funny to me now, because I'm like, it's just no way to live. Like, I don't want to live a rigid, restrictive life in any type of way. So
I'd be like, that's not a spiritual lifestyle. That's just OCD. Yeah. I've just developed OCD. Congratulations.
So yeah, I think overall it was a very positive friend date. Like, we had a lot to talk about and the vibes were good. So I was pleased.
Would you go on another friend date?
With the same person?
I guess both questions. Same person and or would you, does that encourage you to keep using the app?
Well, I think yes, I would go on another friend date with this same person. Like, I feel like I would be interested in getting to know her more. And yeah, I'm open to using the app still. There's this one other person that I'm intending to meet like in the new year. So we will see how that goes. But I think since I like released so much old energy, purged so much, I finally have space to like welcome new energy in. And I feel like even today, it's such a like confirmation that the energy that I'm attracting now is much more aligned and like, you know, people who are on the same page.
Yeah, that's important. You don't want to have someone I feel like that's such a good way of telling. That's just like, you know what? I'm gonna go meet friends. And then if you're getting like all of these same old vibes, you're like, clearly, there's something I need to heal.
Well, I feel like it's like that with everything too. Like even with dating, you know, you hear about those people who constantly have like the same problem over and over again. And I'm like, it's because there's a lesson that you haven't learned yet.
Fuck my life. If anything happens to my relationship and I go through the same shit again, I'm gonna be like, man, what do I need to heal? Please, God. Please, God. I don't want this again.
I'm thankful that, like, yeah, I feel like the problems that I experience now are definitely very different than the problems I experienced in the past. So I guess that means that I'm continuing to grow.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can't imagine going through like whatever the fuck I went through in like when I was like, I don't know, 19 or something. Oh my word. I don't definitely don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, now that I think of it, I'm like, thank God. Like, even if we're just talking about relationships, like, thank God I don't have the same relationship problems as my last relationship. That
If
would be
you did, I would
death.
kick you in the ass. I remember like how many times we've driven out to wherever and you're like sobbing and I'm just like, just leave him, leave him. And you're like, but you go there so many years and this. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like it, years does not equal like suitability.
I know. Now I know. That was such a just the old Pisces shadows.
Oh my God. And I think mine, let me try to remember what I was trying to like justify. I think what I said was, oh yeah, but the relationship's fine. It's good. You know, like it's very neutral. And you're like, what? There's no like passion. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
There's like zero emotion.
I was like, it's fine. We don't fight. And you're like, yeah, but you don't love either.
It's like a wall. Like you love the wall.
I love wallpaper. That's my favorite type of personality. Man,
But
our lives.
now, yeah, like I feel like with gone through so many like relationships and friendships, I feel like I can catch like red flags a lot easier, or like when someone is like, you know, trying to manipulate or whatever, it's like very obvious to me now.
Yeah, definitely. Like now I'm just like, your vibes are bad instantly. Please, like, I don't even want to like talk to you. Like, I would just remove myself from that situation like way before it even escalates.
Totally. You know, talking about this just makes me think like maybe because yesterday I had this like little thing with a hater online, right? Like on my TikTok I was telling you about. And I was saying like I usually don't reply haters because, you know, it's just not worth my time, but I was in a mood. It's probably the Sag mood, and I was like I'm going to bitch this person out.
Now you know how I feel all the time.
I just want to be chaotic. So, I replied and then I ended up doing a cord cutting because it just felt so strong and I was just so irritated, so angry. So I did a cord cutting. I had a massive headache last night. Like I haven't had such a bad headache in so long. And it kind of feels very timely that I cut that cord right before, you know, like meeting a new friend today. Because that person that commented, I felt like it was very manipulative because they were like calling me judgmental and like whatever, just like saying like the mean things, right? And then afterwards they felt the need to DM me and apologize. And I was like, okay, fine, I'm gonna see what they have to say. But it was still like not good vibes, you know, when something just doesn't feel genuine and like it felt like they were trying to control or they were like apologizing, not for me, but for their own selfish reasons because they felt unsettled about it. But I was like, I appreciate the apology, but it's just not a good first impression. So I hope you learn a lesson from this. You know, I'm gonna be honest. And I guess they didn't like the way that I responded. So they were angry, called me hypocritical, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I think it's just so, like, it's so clear to me now. Like, when someone does that, it's manipulation. They're not like genuinely apologizing. They just want to control you and control how you respond. So I'm glad that I can see that now.
They're definitely like controlling the situation to make themselves not be the, instigator or like, the bad person, which I think it's just like I see it. Like I feel like I used to do that before. I'm like, well, I said I'm sorry. Like, what more do you want? Do you know what I mean? But it's like, but the story's not genuine. Like, I'd rather you just not have said anything.
Yeah,
But they're
I
like trying to
totally am.
justify this situation so then they feel good, and I remember you told me yesterday, I'm like, man, why are they still watching all your stories and shit, like trying to like, oh, is someone talking about me? Like, get the fuck over yourself. If you're like listening to this podcast right now, like, go heal yourself, my dear. You're gonna feel so much better than taking it out on other people. Go love yourself, go heal yourself. Justin Bieber song, goodbye.
Exactly. I ended up blocking them after that because I'm always like, this is just very Pisces of me. I'm like, I will always give someone a chance, but it's like, if you show me your true colors, then I'm gonna be a bitch back to you. And then there's like no more chances after that. So goodbye. Goodbye,
I'm
hater.
such a sage. I'm such a justice warrior. Like, I will just, if something is unjust to me, I will go to great lengths to make it just for you. Trust me, I will justify. I will.
I definitely did that. Like, remember when I sent you the last one? I'm like, I don't accept your apology because your character is a shit.
Laughed so hard. I was just like, oh my God, they deserved it.
They
I don't
deserved
know,
it.
man. Like, just don't be a fuck. Okay? If you're sorry, just be, hey, man, sorry. Shouldn't have said that. I'm like, all right, cool. If you're gonna like try and
Angry.
justify shit, like, you're not sorry. You're just
Because you know, I think
manipulative. Like,
it's just so funny. So they were like apologizing, whatever. And then I was like, if you have a message to share, share it on your platform. Don't project onto other people. And I think that pissed them off because I probably triggered something because they were like, it's very inappropriate for you to give me advice on how to run my social media. And she's like, well, the only reason we're having this conversation is because I passed judgment onto you and I felt the need to check up on you. And I'm like, what? I don't know you, bro.
why are you checking up on me?
What are you,
I'm
my?
fine. Oh my God, what a fucking doozy. I don't even know how I would react. I think I'd just be explosive. But I love telling people to fuck off. Like, and I will justify, like, I will say it in the most Capricorn way where it's not insulting. Like, it's not like, fuck you crazy, whatever. Like, it would just be like logic. I will fuck you up with logic and you will be miserable and feel stupid and have no response to
Yeah, that's so Capricorn is sad. Like the fire earth energy launching the shit out of them.
that. Have you ever logic someone so hard that they just actually got pissed? Like, they were just like, oh, whatever then. And I'm like, okay, well, if you don't have a valid argument, like, I'm sorry, you lost. Like, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
That's too funny. I can relate to that. I feel like it's like a
Actually,
Virgo. I will pull out all and be like this. I will send you an essay.
look at exhibit A, column B.
My
That
goodness.
reminds me of this one conflict I had. This was back before I decided to logic everyone and I just worked on pure rage. And this one woman kept trying to walk between me and like an aisle, and I was already so close to the produce, and she kept trying to like walk between, and I was like, walk the fuck around, what the hell's wrong with you? And she's just like, fuck you, fuck, fuck, or whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, what about it? She was so embarrassed. She just like did not know how to respond to that and just like walked away. And I was like, yeah, walk away, stupid.
I'm dying though.
I
I think
was
it's
so
so funny.
pissed.
I just love that chaotic Sag energy sometimes.
Like, if you just set me off, like, just don't do stupid things. I am allergic to stupid. I will go off. My friends have to lock the car doors now whenever I'm in their car because I'm always like, do you want me to get out of the car and kill them? And they're like, oh my God. And they lock the door. They like child lock the windows so I can't like scream out the window. Yeah,
Don't
this
do
is a true
that.
story. You can ask them. You
I
can
feel
seriously ask
that.
them. Yeah.
I feel that though, especially it makes me think like in my astrology chart, how I have Pluto square Mars. And I
Oh
literally read
God.
in an astrology book that if you have that, you could be like a killer or a murderer. And I'm like, well, thank God I have a Pisces Venus that holds me back.
Ted Bundy or something.
Should look up his chart.
That's actually pretty bad because if I think he's like a Gemini or a Sag or I don't know, he's definitely a mutable sign. But like, you're all friendly and you're like, hey, and then people like want to be friends with you, and then you're kind of like, I'm gonna murder you. And Pluto square Mars.
Well, didn't I like I read somewhere that most serial killers are mutable signs. They're all
Yeah,
mutable.
because they can't control their own fucking brains, man.
Dangerous, which is
It's so
chaotic.
dangerous. I think a lot of like serial killers are like Sag.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Sag, Gemini, or Pisces.
fuck my life. But not Virgos. They're just like, oh, that's too messy. I don't
Yeah,
want
too much. I don't want to clean it.
to clean. Okay, what sign? I just thought of this. What sign do you feel like you're really attracted to, but you know it's like so fucking toxic for you.
Aquarius.
Yeah, Aquarius people are like, for me, I think it's definitely Pisces men.
Oh, these men.
Yeah, Pisces men, I think, is just like the most toxic for me, but also the most alluring.
They are. Well, you know, okay, the guy that I couldn't stop thinking about was the Pisces Sun Aquarius rising.
Oh my God. That's death.
It was death. It was death, toxic death.
Actually, you know what? Because I'm so toxic, I feel like the more kind of like distant they are, the more I'm like, ooh, I gotta win this. It's like a prize. Like the Sag Leo, like the fire sign energy where you're like, I feel like if you just give me everything, I'm like, ah, whatever, I don't care. But you gotta like play that little cat and mouse game a little bit.
It's like the attachment style too, right? Like if
But
someone is
yeah, but it's just so
avoiding.
toxic, but I love it. I need it. I won't be interested otherwise.
I know. Stay toxic, friends. It's Sag season.
You want to text someone? Just wait a few days, let them wait, let them sweat it out a bit.
Text your ex. It's Mercury retrograde. Do it.
Actually, I think I did that once where I was just like, hey, and then they replied, and then I didn't reply.
Oh
Just because I felt like it.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, and then it was just, I'm over it. I don't want to talk anymore. Bye.
Literally mutable sign energy, Sag, Pisces.
Yeah, I feel like our next episode needs to just be like all about chaos.
Okay.
Sag, Pisces, naughty children, chaos.
That shall be the next episode. Stay tuned. Don't anger a mutable sign.
Stay toxic.
Peace.
Bye.